upright and spring into activity. These bones represent the house of Israel, the church of God. And the hope of the church is the vivifying influence of the Holy Spirit. The Lord must breathe upon the dry bones that they may live. The Spirit of God, with its vivifying power, must be in every human agent, that every spiritual muscle and sinew may be an exercise. Without the Holy Spirit, without the breath of God, there is torpidity of conscience, loss of spiritual life. Many who are without spiritual life have their names on the church records, but they are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. They may be joined to the church, but they are not united to the Lord. They may be diligent in the performance of a certain set of duties and may be regarded as living men, but many are among those who have a name that thou livest and are dead. Unless there is genuine conversion of the soul to God, unless the vital breath of God quickens the soul to spiritual life, unless the professors of truth are actuated by heaven-born principle, they are not born of incorruptible seed, which liveth and abideth forever. Unless they trust in the righteousness of Christ as their only security, unless they copy his character, labor in his spirit, they are naked, and they have not the robe of his righteousness. The dead are often made to pass for the living. For those who are working out what they term salvation after their own ideas have not God working in them to will and to do of his good pleasure. This class is well represented by the Valley of Dry Bones Ezekiel saw in vision. Brothers and sisters, there's a specific role of prophecy that is identified from a variety of ways in the Bible and the Spirit of Prophecy as the tool, the catalyst that brings the final revival among God's people. And once you see that prophecy is used by the Lord in this way, then you take your understanding even further, and it's very easy to isolate in the writings of the Bible and the Spirit of Prophecy that the message of prophecy that is designed to accomplish this for God's people is found in the books of Daniel and Revelation. And once you get to that point, Sister White says, when we understand the books of Daniel and Revelation as we should, there'll be seen among us a great revival. Once you get to that point, then you can even isolate your studies more closely and find that the message that is designed by God to bring the final revival among God's people is the message that's contained in the last six verses of Daniel 11. So, as we've been presenting this study of Daniel 10 through 12, the previous four presentations, I've had a small amount of feedback that it's a little bit boring. I guess nobody used the word boring, but we have been going over the history that's set forth in Daniel 11.